Who could resist the headline, Mysterious Green Blob in Space Explained? That comes from a presentation at the annual meeting of the American Astronomical Society, and we've asked NPR science correspondent Joe Palca to share the explanation with us. Hiya.
Hi.
And before the explanation, when did astronomers first start investigating this mysterious blob, and is blob actually a technical term among astronomers?
Some, but I think it's, no, it's probably not, but it's close enough. Anyway, they found this thing in 2007, and it was actually found by a school teacher in the Netherlands named Annie van Arco. And she told me at the time she knew almost nothing about astronomy, mm-hmm. but she was looking around on Brian May's website.
Brian May?
Yes, of course. You know Brian May,
the
guitar player for Queen,
aha.
who also happens to have a PhD in astrophysics. Anyway, he had a link on his website to something called the Galaxy Zoo. And this was a project where people were asked to help the astronomers identify and characterize galaxies, and they were just supposed to look at these things and tell them. So Van Arkel sees this bluish-greenish smudge on one of the pictures on the Galaxy Zoo website, and she writes to the people at the website, and she says, what's this smudge?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, we don't know. So they decided to investigate.
Smudge being another...
That's another
term.
Yes,
among,
those,
among,
yeah. mm-hmm.
Well, what did they find? What did they think it was?
Well, they were pretty sure that it was a cloud of gas, a huge cloud of gas, almost the size of the Milky Way, that was glowing from some extremely bright object shining behind it. You can kind of think of it as a fog bank being lit up by a floodlight off to the side.
They could see the bright object behind, or they just inferred it was
there? No, they couldn't see a bright object, and that's the thing. When you see something being lit up by a bright object, you want to find the bright object. So that was the mystery in the mysterious green blob. So they started looking around, and they thought, well, a quasar could light this up. And that's that powerful mm-hmm. thing at the center of galaxies. But they're bright enough, but there wasn't any quasar around. And they looked for it and looked for it. And finally, they think they've come up with the answer, which was there was a quasar around, but it turned off about 200,000 years ago.
An extinct quasar.
It's an extinct quasar, but in the time that it took for the light to get from the quasar to the cloud, it still had enough light, even though it's now dead. So in about 200,000 years, this cloud will go dark as well.
So the explanation of the green blob is a former quasar behind a lot of stuff.
Behind, or actually they tell me it's off to the side. Because the other thing they see are these jets of sort of a jet wind, they call it, coming out of the quasar. That happens when a quasar gets sucked into a black hole or ends its life near a black hole, and these jets come out and they are actually pushing the cloud around and causing them to actually start to form planets inside this cloud of gas.
And all this came about thanks to the Dutch school teacher.
That's right. And just by the way, if you want to talk to an astronomer about this green blob, you can call it Hannes Verwerp.
Verwerp,
that's the Dutch word for object. So Hanny's object for Hanny van Arco.
Live and learn.
You bet.
NPR's Joe Palca, thank you.
You're welcome.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will, we will.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.